at the full-length image of a man in front of you. It's a man dressed in a top hat and cloak. He's half standing, half sitting. The image of the man takes up the majority of the canvas. An overturned bottle lies in front of him, and a glass of green absinthe is placed at the edge of the painting. In many ways, it's a strange painting that still makes people wonder. It was the French painter Edouard Manet who, around 1859, painted the man in the top hat and cloak. The painting was the first piece Manet submitted to the Salon, which was the greatest event in the European art world at the time. Here, it was rejected by the judges, deemed unsuitable in both style and motif. One wonders why Manet submitted the painting to the Salon. Perhaps it was a deliberate provocation, or maybe a brave attempt at gaining recognition for a painting that differed in so many ways from the ideals of the Salon.